so bad, and I meant to write notes on this, with Fetzer. He won't let him talk at all. He just keeps calling him an American hater. Fetzer, who's a pretty aggressive guy, kind of takes it. And of course, he knows he won't be allowed back on if he doesn't sit there and take it. I mean, listen, I've had Fox set me up about six times the last few months, and they always cancel. Because they're afraid. I will go on there and clean their clocks. I am not intimidated by Bill O'Reilly. The guy's a punk. He's a punk. And he's a fake. And he's a joke. Let's go ahead and play a little bit of this, and then we'll go to break, and I'll write notes. When we come back from break, I'll comment on the clip you hear. We'll come back and play the rest of it. Here is Bill O'Reilly attacking Fetzer on Fox. What was it last night?
Impact segment tonight. As we told you last night, University of Wisconsin instructor Kevin Barrett has called President Bush a murderer, saying he orchestrated 9/11 without providing a shred of evidence of that charge. Despite that defamation, Barrett, teaching a course on Islam this semester at the University of Wisconsin, the only sanction against him is an order to stop making public statements. Joining us now from Madison is James Fetzer, a recent retired professor from the University of Minnesota Duluth who supports Barrett. You know, I'm getting a little tired of Barrett and Ward Churchill and other college professors who hate their country and who bring this hatred onto a campus full of impressionable students. Am I wrong to be offended and angry about that, sir?
Well, you are wrong, Bill, because you haven't studied the case. We've created an organization consisting of experts and scholars, pilots, aeronautical engineers, mechanical engineers, structural engineers, civil engineers, physicists. We've been examining what the government's been telling us, and frankly, Bill, it's a fantasy. None of the major claims made by the government can be sustained. We've been looking at this from every point of view. The government has a story it wants to sell us. We're not buying it.
Okay, you don't have to buy anything. You're American. You want to be a nut, you can be a nut. And you are a nut. Because in order for any conspiracy of this magnitude to take place, thousands of Americans would have to buy into it, would have to know about it, and would have to keep their mouth shut about it. That's never going to happen. You're like the guys who think that the space aliens kidnapped Elvis or something like that. That's where you are, in my opinion. So your opinion is that Bush murdered everybody on 9/11 to seize control and make him the dictator of America, whatever the crazy thing it is. And my opinion is you're nuts. We're both entitled to our opinion, okay? So you're entitled and I'm entitled. And we'll let the folks decide. Well, hold it. But now you have a guy, Barrett, who's in a classroom, and we had the students on last night, and believe me, the students don't know very much. And here's Barrett, and here's Ward Churchill, and they're bringing their crazy theories in, explaining this, that, and the other thing.
I wrote eight different points in the first 2 minutes of Bill Pervert Sexual Harasser Riley. Okay? When we get back, I'm going to go over those first eight.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Ken Jenkins coming up in the second segment, the next hour. It'll be about 8 after. We'll have open phones during that interview as well. Maybe even keep them a little bit into the third hour. Again, it is Friday. All right, I'm going to air the rest of the O'Reilly clip in a minute. He basically doesn't let Fetzer talk after that first three sentences he allowed him to say. And let's go through it, okay? And this is 8 points just in that I just scribbled down earlier. There were a lot more. He states, you're a nut, no facts, over and over again. And that's an ad hominem. That's just name-calling. He says space aliens abducting Elvis, combining, you know, two of the archetypal kook ideas that really the media's popularized as a joke. He then talks about Ward Churchill, who said the people, he did say something despicable. He said the people that died in those towers were a bunch of Nazis. They worked for the Nazis. And so Al-Qaeda was this great, wonderful thing, striking the evil American empire. That is classic in military-industrial complex-controlled fake liberal trash. Okay, and Ward Churchill, I've been around him personally. I know people that have interviewed him. He's rude and mean, offset. He is a hate-filled bigot. Okay, so he's the extreme. But I still think he has the right to go spew his Ford Foundation stuff. Kevin Barrett is an intelligent, dynamic, informed person who they're saying has no facts. But he wouldn't let him give any of the facts. Kevin Barrett brings up nothing but facts. Okay. And so they're trying to kill academic freedom in this country, and they limited what Fetzer could say. So you had all of that that attempt to mix him in with Churchill. What Kevin Barrett and others are saying is the facts, that Al-Qaeda is really CIA, is a front, is a creation. We have the evidence. We have Zbigniew Brzezinski bragging about Operation Cyclone, the admissions, starting the war with the Russians. The Russians didn't just come in and attack the Afghans. The Afghans attacked them, and then the Russians came in. We have him saying, show me one mainstream newspaper, the New York Times, this and that. They all hate Bush. Why, they would all print this if they could. It's the New York Times that's all CIA infiltrated, going back to the church hearings in the 70s. They're the folks that put out the aluminum tubes, the yellow cake. They pose as liberals. They are gatekeepers. They're there to control liberals in this country who they're afraid of. They're there as Judas goats to corral you. It's basic psychology, basic manipulation here. Good cop, bad cop. And he says they would report on it. They would report on it. Well, they've been forced to report many of the facts of the truth movement. They've been forced to come out and write hit pieces on us. In fact, many of the publications he mentioned have written hit pieces on myself personally, you know, saying the Bilderberg Group doesn't exist. I'm crazy, you know, 5 years ago in the New York Times. The Washington Post has attacked me, saying, you know, that we're all a bunch of kooks, but never giving any information. They attacked me 2 weeks after 9/11, or a week and a half after. And then they say thousands of Americans would have to be involved to cover this up. Well, thousands knew that tens of thousands of black men weren't just allowed to have syphilis for 40-plus years, but were allowed to spread it and in some cases were given it with Tuskegee. 110,000 Jewish children irradiated under U.S. government funding in Israel, kept secret until a few years ago, now front page in Israel. The fact that over 10,000 Nazis were brought here to run almost every federal program, from rocketry to torture to surveillance to COINTELPRO. Nazis, 10-plus thousand of them. You know, my grandpa was an oil hand and a lease hound out in Midland. There were Nazis everywhere out there. This is the reality of what's going on. So he says thousands couldn't do this. Oh, yeah, over 100,000 involved in the Manhattan Project, secret for 3.5 years. Of course they kept it secret. It only took about 200 people, with all the different analysts and people that have studied this, people who have been in black ops, 200 to plant the bombs, run the attacks, everything. And if you don't think this government doesn't have 200 people that will kill 3,000 Americans for total power and control, you got another thing coming. Folks, they kill millions of us every year with the drug company drugs, with the malpractice, with the stuff in our food, with the stuff in our water. What? They could care less about you. They dump pure nerve gas off the coast of North Carolina.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm continuing for this little five-minute segment with my analysis of Bill O'Reilly. And then coming up, we're going to have Ken Jenkins of 9/11 Truth in studio, a great filmmaker. And we're really excited to have him joining us. He's going to be here in Austin tonight. He is here in Austin today showing his new film. We'll tell you all about that coming up. And get into 9/11 and take your phone calls. We talk a lot about 9/11 every week here because it is a foundation event, something that they've used as a pretext for their entire geopolitical and domestic policy. But let's play the second half of O'Reilly, who number one won't let Jim Fetzer talk, the founder, one of the heads of 9/11 Truth, who hits every buzzword that he believes in space aliens and Elvis is kidnapped and he's a nut and he has no facts and no newspapers will print what he's saying. And the newspapers he links are the worst CIA fronts. Fake news, $1.6 billion that Bush paid for, admittedly. That was in the news last year. Fake reporters everywhere. Hit pieces everywhere. This just doesn't work anymore, O'Reilly, telling us how, oh, the liberal media would love to attack Bush. It's not liberal media. It's not conservative media. It's military-industrial complex media. Unbelievable. And there have been a few fair ones. The new one in Vanity Fair was fair. There have been a few fair here and there, and people are, I talk to reporters all the time, they go, oh, we know the truth. My editor won't let me get it out, but I'll try to at least let you get a few of your quotes in on your website. Okay, and I'll show the other side, but try not to make you look too bad. Okay, I know all about it, and I'm sorry, I'm controlled, I'm pathetic. I mean, I've talked to scores of my, I don't want to get into names here, but I mean, it's just when they admit to you they know, but that they can't. I've talked to CNN people for some of the biggest shows, and they go, oh, we know it's CIA. We know it's all controlled up here, you know, on their cell phone after hours, and they say, call them back. And they go, yeah, we had you on, and then Chairman King got real mad at CNN, and so he refused to come on, and now you're not going to come on, and we've canceled Ed Asner. You know, oh, yeah, we got pressure from the government. And then there have been reporters lately come out and go, oh, we got pressure from the government. I mean, how do you think this works? Here's the rest of O'Reilly. You got that O'Reilly clip ready, bro?
In my opinion. So your opinion is that Bush murdered everybody on 9/11 to seize control and make him the dictator of America, whatever the crazy thing it is. And my opinion is you're nuts. We're both entitled to our opinion, okay? So you're entitled and I'm entitled. And we'll let the folks decide. Well, hold it. But now you have a guy, Barrett, who's in a classroom, and we had the students on last night, and believe me, the students don't know very much, and here's Barrett, and here's Ward Churchill, and they're bringing their crazy theories in, explaining this, that, and the other thing, and whatever conclusions you guys have reached. And the students are there absorbing this, and I'm saying this is grossly irresponsible, because it's based on nothing. If you had any evidence, sir, you would be on the front page of the New York Times in a heartbeat. There's nothing that the hate Bush media would like more than get a hold of anything you have. And you don't have anything. You can't get in the San Francisco Chronicle or the National Enquirer or anywhere because you don't have anything other than a harebrained theory. And you know it.
We have hundreds of studies. We have documents. We have records.
Well, why can't you get on the front page of the New York
Times? Anyone, Bill, who has even looked at the collapse of Building 7 understands it came down by controlled demolition. It wasn't hit by
any plane. I had guys in here who said, you're full of you-know-what. Why can't you get this on the front page of the Boston Globe or the Atlanta Journal-Constitution or the Minneapolis Star Tribune, papers that despise the Bush administration? Why can't you get it on the front page of those papers?
The press and the media are too much dominated by the federal government and federal regulations, Bill. You know that.
Anyone the New York Times is dominated and afraid of the federal government when every single day they rip Bush's throat out. Come on. That doesn't make any sense.
In 1977, Carl Bernstein published an article in the Rolling Stone in which he explained that he'd been told by officials of the CIA that their greatest successes had been with CBS, with Time Life, and with the New York Times, Bill. The situation today is much worse. Anyone who wants to know the truth should go to st911.org, our website. Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and they'll find it in spades, Bill.
I recommend they go to your dopey website.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll finish up the little tail end of that later in the shower and get Ken Jenkins' take on it if we get him a headset so we can hear it. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, last hour and then end of this hour and the last segment, I was playing clips of Bill O'Reilly attacking Jim Fetzer of 9/11 Truth. Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and he doesn't hit him on any of the facts. He just keeps saying, you're a nut, you have no facts, you believe in space aliens, you're a kook, you hate America, you and Ward Churchill's theories. Ward Churchill doesn't have theories. Okay, he was there in Colorado and lost his professorship last time I checked, because he said the people in the towers were Nazis and basically deserved to die. I mean, his quotes were incredible. And so notice that, see, because Al-Qaeda's good striking the evil Americans. The government would love the left to have that view. No one I know has that view, who's conservative, liberal, any, you know, political affiliation or term. But notice O'Reilly said it like five times. You and Ward Churchill and your group, you're with Ward Churchill and these theories. Ward Churchill thinks Al-Qaeda hit America. He believes what you believe, O'Reilly. He isn't a, quote, theorist. He isn't a researcher. Okay, he just basically hates white people. Okay, he's a self-hater. Okay, I'm not into anybody who hates any race or any group. We're all the human race. And so stop trying to equate the 9/11 Truth Movement with Ward Churchill. He does it continually. I watch the clips of him online every time he does that. Because people hate Ward Churchill, and they rightfully should disagree with him, in my opinion. But again, straw man, guilt by association. It's like going, you and Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, you and Jeffrey Dahmer have these theories. So it's a very disingenuous attack. He won't let him talk. He says they don't have a shred of evidence that won't let him talk. He then says the media would cover this. They have been forced to. They'll show some of our facts and then say, well, we don't know what to say. Okay, we've proven the official story a lie. But like a lawyer, O'Reilly keeps repeating it. Oh, why isn't it in one? Oh, why isn't it in one? Oh, why can't you get it in one? Why can't you? Again, it's that prosecutor tactic. And to a low common denominator, the mind-numbed Hitlerian worshippers, and that's what they are, who believe, I mean, folks, sometimes I watch Fox News as comedy. I've laid in bed before, and I'm like, this is a joke. It is like a comic book. So, Paul Watson, you've heard my rant, you've heard the points I've made. Please go get the points, add whatever points you'd like. I want to report about O'Reilly on this, about, you know, O'Reilly's dishonesty in attacking the 9/11 Truth Movement. His juvenile tactics. He hits every single propaganda point you can imagine. That is in the lower drawer of propaganda. He hits every point you could hit from a mindless perspective. And he's a smart guy. He is playing to his idiot audience. Okay, he's playing to his idiot audience. Now, there's going to be an event here tonight in Austin.